God is good. And all the time, the devil is bad. And all the time, who has the gifts? Who has the gifts? Today, Jesus speaks about the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. And he says to all of us, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. How many parts are there in the Bible? Come on. How many parts are there in the Bible, seniors? Yes? That's a lot. How many parts are there in the Bible?
Two.
Ah, that's excellent. Two. What are the two parts of the Bible? The two parts of the Bible. Yes?
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Say that again.
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Excellent job. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, who can tell us the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? I have a hand here. The difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
The Old Testament's before Jesus, New Testament is when is after Jesus.
Good. So what makes the difference is simply Jesus. The difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament is what? Is what? Is what? Now, the entire Old Testament is what we refer to as the law and the prophets. And so when Jesus was speaking at this point, there was no New Testament. The New Testament was written after Jesus, he rightly said. After Jesus. That was when the New Testament was written. And so when Jesus was speaking and saying, I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, there was no New Testament. And the Bible was what the Jewish Bible, and that is the law and the prophets. Who has the gifts? Who has the gifts? So I have here what do you see? You can say it. Can you all see it? Can you all see it? So Jesus was talking about this one, the Old Testament. At that point, there was no New Testament, and so there was only the Bible, the Jewish Bible. And Jesus says, I have not come. Who can come up? I need a person to come up. Yes, come up. Come up, come up. Can you destroy this? I have not come to destroy the Old Testament. And I want you to tear it up. Destroy it. Good job. You can sit down. Thank you. So this is what Jesus says. I have not come to mess with the Bible. I have not come to do that. That is not why I came. But I came to fulfill them. I came to make it complete. I came to give the right interpretation to the Bible. And so Jesus, because he didn't come to destroy, he came to give us the Old and the New Testament. Can you see that? Can you see that? What do we have? What do we have? You can do better than that. I want to hear you. What do we have? So we have the Old and the New Testament. Jesus has come to fulfill the law. In the New Testament, the Old Testament is fulfilled, is better understood. And now we understand God because he walked among us, because he lived with us, and because he shared our life. How does Jesus fulfill the law? There is only one word. If anybody gets that word right, how does Jesus fulfill the law? There is only one word. Somebody wants to try?
He speaks to his disciples.
Yes, he speaks to his disciples, but there is one word which summarizes everything and which brings fulfillment to the law and the prophets. What is that word? It's just one word. It has four letters. That is the clue.
By doing what God asks.
Yes, by doing what God asks, but there is still one word. It has four letters.
Love?
Yes! Love! That is the fulfillment of the law. It is love. It is love. There are, how many commandments do we have? How many commandments? How many commandments? Yes?
10.
Good. 10 commandments. Now, Jesus fulfilled all of them in one word, love. You honor your parents, not because the Bible says honor them. You honor dad and mom because you love them. You obey dad and mom because you love them. You respect dad and mom because you love them. You are nice to your siblings. You are nice to your friends. Not because somebody says so, but because you love them. You don't steal what does not belong to you because you love people. And because you love them, you don't steal from them. You don't kill because you love people. And so in love, we have this. The Old and the New Testament. The Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. And one word which fulfills everything is love. Go home today, respect dad and mom, honor dad and mom, obey your teachers, obey your elders, be nice to everyone. Not because you have been told to do so, but because you love everyone.